Grace, and welcome to Kingdom City Church's prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Enjoy today's message.
One thing that we must understand is if you don't understand purpose is necessary, and he said the reason purpose is necessary, Miles Monroe said, watch this, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable.
Wow.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Good God from on high, that's loaded.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You didn't hear what I just said. If the purpose of a thing is not known, you're going to abuse it.
Amen.
My God.
A knife in your kitchen was made to cut food.
Yeah.
But if I'm a child and don't know the purpose of that knife, I will use that knife to stab myself, to kill somebody, all because I didn't know its purpose. Does that make sense? Everything has purpose. Now, the reason we have a problem with structure and rules and church is because we don't understand its what? Purpose. So the reason you have a problem with submission, the reason you have a problem with coming to church, the reason you have a problem, come on, say with me, y'all, with doing certain things, the truth of the matter is, the reason you have a problem with it is because you really don't understand why you do it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You don't have definition. And anything that you don't understand why you do it, the minute somebody say, you ain't got to do that, you'll fall into it because you don't know why you're doing it.
Amen.
Come on.
Don't that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So it matters that you need to know why you come to church. Because if I don't know why I come, according to that quote, I'm either going to abuse it or I'm going to devalue it. Because I don't recognize the purpose. Does that make sense? We don't know the purpose. That's why it's abused.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Amen.
Sex was not made for your gratification. It is a part of it, but that's not the purpose of it. The purpose is to be fruitful and multiply. Okay. So there's no way that a homosexual understand that purpose and can continue to be that way.
Come on.
Because he can't multiply. She can't multiply. Come on. Two women can't multiply. Two men can't multiply. So the only reason they're abusing it is because they don't understand purpose.
That's right.
I hope y'all get what I'm saying.
Yes.
Now I want you to hear that. I want you to hear that. That's not a slight. That's not me going off on nobody. I need you to understand that what the enemy has you doing is using something that was sent to bless you and was sent to cause you to have seed in the earth. That's why I want you to have seed in the earth. But what the enemy had, see, watch this. Feelings have a purpose. But if you don't know the purpose of feelings, you're going to abuse them. And will be led by your feelings. Because you don't understand the purpose of feelings. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying. Pain is a feeling. Ain't pain a feeling? Well, as much as you don't want pain, you need pain. Because pain is going to tell you when something broke. Pain going to let you know, all right, you stretching too far. Pain lets you know your limits. Now, you complain about pain, but imagine not being able to feel know it. Now you have. So the purpose of everything got to be understood. Look at the person next to you on the left and the right and say, do you know your purpose? Because if you don't, your life is going to be full of abuse.
Come on right there.
Hallelujah.
Come on right there.
People will abuse you when you don't know your purpose. I'm going somewhere. Y'all not hearing me. I always use that story of the Book of Eli. Y'all seen that movie? The Book of Eli. Denzel Washington doing what he's doing. Operating as he's operating. He has an assignment. Go west.
Amen.
That's his whole assignment. His purpose is go west because this Bible you got. You got to take it and you're gonna give them the Bible again because they've lost it. But you have one instruction. Go west. That's your purpose. All right? Well, a young lady on the side of the road getting beat up, getting tricked.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
Come on.
In the movie, he says to himself, I am not supposed to get involved with that. I'm supposed to stay west. And sometimes in our journey, we see people that need help and mean well. But just because they needed help don't mean you were supposed to help them. Your assignment is go west. Come on, I hope y'all get what I'm saying now. Because if you don't understand that people are going to have you involved in stuff that God never told you to get involved with, that may be a good idea, but it ain't a God idea.
Come on, Doc. Come on.
Right.
Come on, you teach
it. Thank you, sir.
You teach it.
It ain't a God idea.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Prophet Khan, I think you should do this. Great idea, but God ain't tell me to do that. But I've not heard God on that.
Amen.
You are only blessed when you do what God tells you to do. Watch this. Watch this. Listen to me. And be comfortable saying no.
Amen.
If God ain't told you yes.
Amen.
You need to help me. No, that ain't part of my assignment. Somebody else gonna help you. It ain't me, because he ain't tell me to do that. Does that make sense? Look at somebody and say, you got to know the purpose. So what is the purpose of us coming here on Sunday?
Yeah. What is the purpose?
What is the purpose of us meeting together? Because see, if you don't know the purpose of coming here, you're going to abuse it.
Yeah.
Or you're going to devalue it. If you don't know the purpose of you coming here and you just see it as just something I do once a week because that's just what we do, you are never going to get to a place where you put it in the right place because you don't understand its purpose. What we come here for? I know we don't come here just to dance. I can do that at home. I know we don't come here just to sing and just to have a good time or just to say that we went to church. Why? Because I can do all of that at home.
At the house.
So what is the church? What is the purpose of the church? Why am I here? What is this? So when you look up the word church means ecclesia.
Right.
Okay. So as I have been called out.
Yeah, called out.
Halabashandidia.
Amen.
Okay.
Out.
The minute I became a Christian, gave my life to him, I'm no longer a part of whatever I was in. Tell somebody, I'm called out.
Called.
Wrong neighbor. Find somebody else. Say,
I've been called out.
Give me 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Give me 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Glory to God. I say glory to God. I say glory to God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Look at what it say. In 1 Peter chapter 2. But ye are a chosen generation. What else you are? Or what? What else? What else? What kind of people? Look at somebody and say, you're supposed to be weird. Folks tell you weird. Say, that's right. You strange. That's right. I am. Okay. Why am I all of this? That ye should show forth.
Come on.
The what? All right. I called you all of this stuff, but I didn't call you all this stuff for you to be no millionaire.
Yeah.
That's going to come with it.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm making you a millionaire is because I'm giving you a reason to praise.
Amen.
Y'all missed that. Only reason I healed your body is because I need to give you a reason to. All right. That ye should show forth the praise of him who called you out of what?
Darkness.
All right, go back to Ecclesia. So Ecclesia is the called out ones. Uh-huh. But what are we called out of? Darkness.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
You've been called out of perversion and all kind of nasty stuff. Because if any man be in Christ, he's a what? Yeah. Look down your row and say, everything about you got to change. You've been called out of that. You've been called out of religion. You've been called out of tradition. You've been called out of bad thinking and stinking thinking and what your mama taught you and what your daddy taught you. Your other sisters can do it, but you can't do it because you've been called out.
Oh, come on, grab somebody. Grab somebody.
They can wear it, but you can't wear it because you've been called out.
Called out.
Come on, y'all got to hear me now. They can say it, but you can't say it because you've been
called out.
I'm almost done. Just give me 5 minutes. We'll be done. You are called out. Is that right? That's what the church is. You're the called out one. Now, but not only does it mean called out ones, it also means called to assemble.
Yes.
So he did not call me out and make me an island.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But the church is the called out ones.
Come on.
To put me with some more called out. All right. He didn't call me out to put me by myself. But I called you out to just been called out just like you. Hey, some other folk that was trying to do it their way, but I called them out too. Because I need you to meet some people with the same testimony that you got. So that you'll know you ain't in this by yourself. Say amen to that. Look at somebody and say, he called me out. That's the purpose of that. That's what the church is. The church is a group of people who are called out ones. They are called out to be assembled together. Why am I saying this? Because anytime you see the church, they are assembled together.
Amen.
Never by themselves. So if a revelation come on you, God want me by myself in this season.
No.
That's demonic.
Not the church.
Don't do that. Because I'm telling you, the enemy knows if I can get you by yourself. I can play with your mind. I can do all kind of stuff to you that don't happen when you're not by yourself. Don't the enemy get us when we by ourselves? Come on, y'all ain't gonna be honest in here. So look at somebody next to you. Say, neighbor,
neighbor.
I have to assemble. I'm not here just coming to meet with y'all.
Yes.
Just to come. I'm not the church by myself.
Yes.
I said, we're two or three. Gathered in my name. That's where I'll be in the midst of. I don't inhabit praise singular.
Yeah, yeah.
But I inhabit the praises of my people. Hola bashanda. He said two are better than one. All right. So you need to understand now. I need you to get this. The enemy knows that your blessing and your power and your to disassemble.
Yeah.
Get you by yourself. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Get you mad. Called you to fall out. Will a call out one? Now you get along with them devils at your job. And they not, but the devil fights you to get along with the called out ones. Come on, y'all ain't saying nothing here. Folk at your job don't want your God, ain't studying your God. You shake their hand, you smile, y'all good. But when it comes to the church, you always going through with the called out ones. Because that's who you called to be with. Look at somebody again. Say, I have to assemble.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Two more minutes. I'm done, y'all.
Yes, Lord God.
Why? Y'all sit down, sit down, sit down. Why must we be assembled? Why? There's a reason.
Yes, sir.
Because out of every, he calls us sheep.
Yeah.
I could have called you a lion. You like that, Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I'm a lion in the spirit. But out of every animal, he could have called you.
Every animal.
He calls you sheep. Give me John chapter 10. Verily I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name.
By name.
And lead him out. Watch verse 4. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his
voice.
And a stranger they don't follow, but they flee from him. Because they don't know the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they didn't understand what he was talking about. Verse 7. Well, here's what he's saying. Verily I say unto you, I am the door. Next verse of the sheep. All that ever came in before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep didn't hit him. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Come on. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I come that you might have life and that they may have it what? Now, but here's what I really want you to know. I'm the good shepherd.
Yes, Lord.
And the good shepherd giveth his life for the what?
Sheep.
Out of every animal. He could, it's some strong animals out there.
Yes.
But God,
Jesus,
when it came to him showing us who we are,
yeah,
he didn't cater to our strengths.
Yeah.
He said, I want you to understand that the only way you're going to follow me, and the only way you're going to humble yourself, is you got to know you are sheep. You will never follow me if you think you are lion.
Come on, you teach it.
I need you to understand that you are a sheep. Y'all making me get ahead of myself. But the reason I want you to understand this, the reason I need you to know you're a sheep, is because sheep cannot survive without a shepherd. Shepherd. You are the sheep.
Right? Yes.
Christ is not the sheep.
Yes.
See, I'm not a sheep.
Yes.
Come on now. Right?
Yes.
Go to 1 Peter 5.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go right back to John 10.
Teach us about
the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. But look at what he tells me to do. Feed the flock.
Yes. Feed.
Well, that let you know I can't be a sheep. Because sheep don't feed sheep.
That's right.
My responsibility is to feed the flock of God, which is among you. I got to take oversight, not by constraint, but I got to do it how? Willingly. Not for money.
Ready mind. Of a ready mind.
Go back to John chapter 10. Go back to John chapter 10. Let me show you something. Now, let me show you something. John chapter 10, verse 2. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. That's Jesus. I'm going to show you who I am right there. The porter opens the door for the shepherd.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on. Come on.
God is your shepherd.
Hallelujah.
And you the sheep. But God don't go to the sheep without the porter. I'm responsible for opening the door so you can hear his voice. Can't hear him by yourself. I know y'all don't want to hear that kind of preaching. I got my own relationship with God. I don't know who that is. Because you need you a porter.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Gotta have you a porter. Gotta have somebody. Because remember now, he's a king.
Yeah.
And kings always need a mediator.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So he's the shepherd. Hear him because he feeds.
Right.
All right. And I make it possible for you to hear him because he feeds to me to feed to you.
Amen.
So he makes us a sheep. Am I making sense? And God said, I want you to be sheep for a reason. I'm getting ahead of myself. I want you to be sheep. I'm done. I want you to be sheep. I'm gonna like this series. I want you to be sheep. Watch this. I want you to be sheep because sheep always travel, move, operate in flocks. I don't want you by yourself. I don't want you home watching TV. Come on, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. People say, why y'all still having church? See, let me tell you something. These churches are going to have a hard time getting people to come back to church. Because we're creatures of habit. And if you stop doing something for so long, come on, think about it now. We stopped going, a lot of folks stopped going to church in March. A lot of folk ain't been to church since March. You trying to get them to go to church now? They're going to say, I just stay home and watch it on. I know I'm going to fix them. I know how to fix them spirits. Amen. 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 Take it off of streaming. Say amen. All right. But I want you to understand that sheep are always supposed to be in a flock.
Yeah.
God wants you in community. He wants us connected. I knew that the strength of your life is in us remaining connected. There's a strength. There's something we got. Listen, y'all. This ain't arrogance. I don't know no other church in America who ain't trying to be funny now. Do y'all notice at Crossover, the news wasn't there this time? Convocation, they was there every day. And if you watch the news, they were saying, we're just waiting on the next case. But they got disappointed. Because there wasn't no case. And if it was a case, we just stayed home and got rid of it and rebuked it. And came back to church. Hallelujah. Now, y'all take that for granted. But go go to California. I talked to somebody the other day from California. They say, ain't no eating in no restaurant. Go, y'all, go up north. If they saw what we're doing down here, they think we're crazy. And see, sometimes, y'all got to hear me, sometimes when you're in a community, see, this is normal to us.
Right.
You know, not having on a mask, believing God, walking by faith, that's normal to us.
Right.
Y'all get that?
Yeah.
Now, we go in somewhere, and they see us without a mask, they really not trying to be funny.
Yeah.
They really think something's wrong with us. Because they seen people who said that they had faith and was talking what we were talking, but they died. But we're survivors. Hiya! Hold on, my ya ya ya. This ain't my message. Sit down. Amen. Sit down. So God knows the blessing in being in community. Now, let me tell y'all something. Y'all hear me? When you get sick, the first thing the devil tell you to do, stay home. Come on now, come on. Don't feel good. You to be, I'ma stay home. Ain't no healing at your house. Ain't nothing there but Tylenol, aspirin, etc. Come on, ain't nothing there. Ain't no healing there. Am I making sense? Look at what Psalm 133 say. I'm done. Psalm 133. Look at what it says. It says, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. How?
In unity.
Now let's get into that. Just because we're together don't mean we're unified. So it's not enough just for us to come in here and unite with each other.
Uh-huh.
Look at somebody and say, we need to be unified. Tell somebody on the other side,
we got to unify.
So that's why we got a fast coming up next week on the 11th of January. And I'm beseeching this church as your leader, as your man of God, as your overseer, as your porter. I'm beseeching you as the in-between for the voice of God to say, don't do what you want to do. You get what I'm saying? But they came together and they unified and God spared that city. Listen to me, KCC. I will share with you, I'll probably do a live tomorrow and share with you some things that's coming to this country that the Spirit of God specifically have told me. I told y'all some time ago to invest in cryptocurrency.
Yes.
I told y'all to invest in Bitcoin.
Yes.
It just skyrocketed up.
Yes.
Now, I told y'all what to do. That you ain't got no money because you didn't follow directions. I told y'all. I'm talking about that thing done went up.
Yes.
Up. Lord told me it's going to go up all the way to, God told me it's going to go all the way up through April. But I want to say this to you. God spoke to us. And I'm telling you that we got to get unified and get to a place that when I release a word over this house, don't fight it. Don't go back and forth. Follow the instruction. Because I promise you, there's a blessing coming on your life. There's a God said in verse 3 of Psalm 133, he said, when we come together, this is my favorite part, for there the Lord commanded the blessing.
Thank you for listening to the Prophetic Radio Broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. We invite you to join us at a Kingdom City church near you. Come worship with us at KCC Jacks in Jacksonville, Florida, every Sunday at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m. at 2104 North Main Street in Jacksonville, Florida. Or at KCC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina, every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. at 3409 Brookshire Boulevard in Charlotte, North Carolina. Or call 1-833-522-5433. You can also visit us online at kccharlotte.org, kccjacks.org, or briankarn.com for more information and to sow a seed into the ministry. More grace. We're excited about your future.